talk to you. You said you've spoken to your guys. One of the emphasis is helping out on the run game this year. You know, a lot of people would say, well, you don't want your defensive backs tackling as much because that means they're already back. But what can you guys do better in that to help them along?
Like I said, we're a key in stopping the run. Whether they're creating extra gaps or forcing the ball to bounce to the perimeter to the corners or forcing us to get our safeties down in the box. A lot of teams are going to make your corners tackle. So we got to tackle better. And I think we've done a better job working that. Our safeties got to read their keys better so they get down on the run faster. I mean, that's part of their job. Like I said earlier, it's not about just playing the pass. If we're going to be really good on defense, our safeties got to get involved. We got to tackle great. We got to read our keys. And we got to show up. I want those two safeties, and I told them this. I want the two safeties. I want it to look like a race to the football with those two. And I want it to end violently. And when you start doing that, what happens is then the ball carriers, instead of trying to go for two or three more yards, what do? They go down. And that's we have the safeties to do that. So that's what I want it to look like, a race to who's going to get to the ball faster to clean it up. That's going to send a message, hopefully. And that's how we want to play on defense.
Can you talk about the formation with three safeties? Poyer, Whitner, and Gibson out there. What's the purpose behind that scheme-wise? What does that do to the offense?
Well, we've got very versatile safeties. I mean, Dante can play, he can play down in the box, he can play deep, and really so can Gip with the cover skills that he has. So what it does is it creates a lot of versatility within the scheme. It creates confusion, and it really gives us an advantage. We can do so many things, blitz this guy, cover this guy, put this guy deep. It just opens up a lot of calls for us with three really good football players that deserve to be on the field. Poyer's doing a good job. He deserves to play. We're going to get him out there.
Who's the best blitzer out of those three safeties?
I'm not sure right now. I got to see more of it when the pads come on.
I think I assumed it was going to be Tremond versus Justin for that second corner spot opposite Joe. Then Desir's getting some reps with the first team today. Can you kind of break down where those three guys stand?
Well, I think if you look right now, Tremond's with the ones. I mean, he's done a great job. He's really bought in. He came in great shape, and he's really had a good couple of days. It's still early. As far as the next, I mean, it's still competition. Why was Peter out there first today? Because he earned it. And that's how we're going to be in the room. Whoever earns it, it's going to be who goes out, whether it's with the twos. If it's Tremond takes a day off, it's with the ones. And that could change tomorrow. It could have changed halfway through practice. But when you create competition, you gotta be fair, and whoever earns it is going to be the next guy in. And Pierre's earned it today, so today he got the nod.
What do you have to see from Tremond? Obviously, he's about 30, 31, whatever he joked about the other day. But is there one thing you have to see out here that tells you he's not that age?
Yeah, just watch him run against Gabriel and Hawk. I mean, Gabriel went on a shallow cross, or Hawk went on a shallow cross, and it looked like he was shot out of a cannon. I mean, he looks young still to me, so he can go. The way he takes care of his body, the way he approaches the game, he sits in front of the room, and he's got like a beginner's mentality. It's like he's in there taking notes, asking questions. To me, that says a lot about him. And when guys do that, I mean, they get it. They know how to be pros.
Interception totals have been going down every year across the NFL. What do you do as a secondaries coach to try and turn that around and get turnovers?
Intercept the ball. make sure they go up. You know, we always talk about making plays on the football, breaking up plays on the ball, working on ball drills. We play a lot of man coverage, so you're going to see a lot of passes deflected. You're going to see a lot of PBUs, passes defended, which we hope to lead the league in. But if the ball's in the air, I mean, we got to go make plays on the ball.
Does it change from year to year the way offenses keep throwing more screens and things like that? Does that change your approach from year to year?
No, I don't think so. It hasn't changed it much. Still, if the ball's in the air, we want to go get it.
What are your early impressions of Justin Gilbert so far?
I think he's done a good job. For him, the key is still consistency. I mean, I thought he had a good practice today, which was nice to see as we made some adjustments with him yesterday, and he came out and he did a good job today. So I just keep telling him, just be your best today.
When you talk about consistency with him, how much of it is work ethic and how much is it technique?
It's both. Yeah. It really is both. It's come out here with focus to just be the best on every single play, and that's mentally and physically. You know, it's day four in training camp, and you got to lock in. And you got to use your techniques and do your job.
Can you tell us more about Kendall James, seeing him get a lot of reps with the second team?
Yeah, Kendall's done a nice job. He's played nickel and corner. He's learning both positions, and he's made some plays. He made a nice play over there on a third down stop. I'll be excited to continue to see him go.
How much did the additions up front in the offseason help you guys in the backside?
Well, I hope it helps a lot. If the quarterback can't throw the ball, we're going to be even better than we were last year. And that's the key, really, because if they can create pressure, force bad throws. I mean, that's why last year a lot of people kept giving the secondary credit. But when the pass defense is good, the D-line has a lot to do with it. So do the linebackers. Ball disruption could be the quarterback having to step up, change the trajectory of his arm, a little hesitation on the ball, so Gip might intercept it, that they think maybe we made a great play, but it was because what they did up front. Now you add some of those guys up front, hopefully we'll have even more big plays. So that should change things a lot.
Do you like the fact that your guys are so public and saying they're going to be first, second, best in the league, secondary? You've got Gip talking about wanting to be the best safety, or going to be the best safety in the league. How does a coach approach that?
I like it because they're confident, and that's a good question. And the thing I talked to him about the first day we came back, because I read it, I saw it, and I like that. I do like that they're confident. But now I said, now we have to hold each other accountable for it. I mean, so every day we're out there, we have to hold each other accountable for being the best. I have to hold myself accountable. I have to make sure I'm hard on them. And when I said to them, everyone keeps saying, are we the best secondary? Is Tashaun the best safety? Is Joe the best corner? And when all my message to them was, each year the best recommit themselves to new goals, to being better than they were last year. Their past success isn't going to determine their future success. Their future success is going to be what they do to prepare and practice in the meeting room, on the field, and it's going to be every day. I believe if we go out and we give our best every day and we are our best every day, we give ourselves a chance. We're not going to compare ourselves to any other team in the league anymore. We're just going to compare ourselves to us. And if we're the best each day, then I think we'll be pretty good.
McCown raved about Joe Hayden yesterday's practice. But, I mean, you see every play of every practice. Was Joe any different yesterday than he is every other day?
Joe Hayden?
Hayden.
No, I think Joe's come in locked in, and I think he started really fast, which is what he needs to do at this point. I thought McCown had an unbelievable day. He was dropping some balls in, making some throws, which excites us because we want to see that. At the same time, we weren't happy because the balls were caught on us. But Joe has started fast, and he needs to do that.
What about Patton was just talking about the Zier and how much ground he had to make up coming from Division II last year. What has he done better to allow him to at least be considered in this rotation?
It's to him, it's all the fundamentals and the knowledge of the game. I mean, he was extremely raw fundamentally. He's so much quicker, faster. His technique is so much better. And then his knowledge of the game. He's starting to understand things. He's starting to understand, I can play outside leverage here. I can play inside leverage here. I can slow down here. I don't always have to be in a rush. So the more experience he gets, the better he's going to be. And I think Bobby Babich and Aaron Glenn, I think those guys spending extra time with him, I think they've done a really good job. And he's put in the work. I mean, he's got a chance. He's done a really good job so far, but it's early.
Could you clarify what you were talking about? Yesterday, McCown had a great day, or today McCown had a great day?
Well, McCown, all the days are running into each other. Every day is like a Monday. The day that he just kept dropping those seven routes in on us. I mean, he was throwing balls like this, and our guys were like this. So whatever day it was.
But, to stay on him for a minute, you're defending against him all the time, so you got a good view of him. You cover the elements that he brings to the offense.
Yeah, he's smart. I mean, just watch us in a 7-on-7 period. In that 7-on-7 period, a lot of guys are going to try to force throws. He might throw a 3-yard pass here, a 3-yard pass here, 2-yard. He might be 7-for-7 for 25 yards, but he didn't throw an interception. He didn't throw an incomplete pass. He keeps the ball moving forward. He throws it to the open guy. You don't see him make bad plays. You see him run the ball when nobody's open. So if we keep the ball moving forward and he keeps throwing short completions and letting our guys make plays, he gets us in and out of things. He picks up our blitzes and he sees things. He'll come up and say to me, you know, how'd you guys do this? What'd you do here? I mean, he's into it, which is awesome to see. It is good. I mean, he's really done a good job in camp. And I like the fact that Dante gives him credit, because who's Dante going to give credit to? He doesn't do that very much. You know, so that's a big thing, man. If Dante's giving a guy credit, shoot.
Is your room any different this year as far as you talked about the recommitment? But, you know, last year everyone knew about Hayden. Whitner comes over, played a couple Pro Bowls. Is the room, does the room feel any different this year?
Yeah, everybody knows each other a little bit better. Everybody's a little bit closer. The guys, you know, the guys are closer. I know the guys better. They know me better. I think there's a buzz in the room. There's a sense of urgency in the room, though, because guys get on each other now. I mean, if guys are making mistakes, it's not okay. If deep balls are hit on us, it's not okay in that room. It gets to the point where I don't have to say much about it. because they take care of it themselves.
Was it that way last year?
I think guys were still trying to feel each other out, me trying to feel them out, them trying to feel me out, which now we're comfortable with each other. You know, they can say things to me, I can say things to them. We don't take each other too seriously. We don't take it personal, and it's a good group.
Can you give me one example of guys getting on each other?
Guys getting on each other, I mean, if...
The accountable stuff.
Yeah, the guys being held accountable. One of our DBs is supposed to have his eyes on his man, and he's watching the quarterback. And before I say anything, Witt or someone will say, hey, man, get your eyes on your man. How many times do they have to drill that? You know, because that's all we talk about, our eyes and our feet. So it's like, half, freeze it right there, bang. You didn't have your eyes on your man.
So you're talking about watching tape.
Yeah, watching tape. I mean, guys can call it out. You know, anything that goes in the locker room, that's up to them. But in the meeting rooms, those guys can start calling things out, which is nice.
Coach, the kid from Oregon that you guys picked up, he's going to kind of get a red shirt, it looks like.
Yep.
Is down the road, is that exciting to you?
Very exciting. Yeah, I mean, we loved him on film. Both his junior and senior year, we really liked him on tape. Wow. He's a great kid. He studies hard. He's working hard in the training room. So I can't wait to see him go. We just want to make sure he does it the right way and he comes back when he's ready. Yeah. But we're excited about him.
Half back to Pierre, just 1 second. Can you see him subbing for Kaywan in certain nickel matchup situations?
That's all game plan situations. Two totally different skill sets. The best thing that Jimmy does in this package is if a guy deserves to play, he's going to find a role for him and he's going to play a lot of people. So there'll be roles for Pierre.
What's the most impressive thing you see out of this offense when you look across the line trying to defend it?
The most impressive thing right now, I think, is the way, I think Flip's done a really good job. The way that they're shifting and moving and the tempo that they're running their offense and the way he's back there leading the thing. I mean, I think they've done a nice job. I think our coaching staff in general, our offensive staff has done a really good job in a short period of time putting this thing together. I think you're going to see a lot of good stuff from them.